This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Meekin. Federal health officials are warning of a distressing trend in coronavirus cases rapidly spreading across the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The past week has seen a big spike nationwide, says Centers for Disease Control Deputy Director Dr. Jay Butler.
We've seen nearly 60,000 cases a day on average, as well as 700 deaths.
He says the increase is affecting nearly 75% of the country. The Midwest is hard hit, likely because colder weather means more indoor activities.
Another factor is that smaller, more intimate gatherings of family, friends, and neighbors maybe drive an infection as well.
Because people let their guard down in these intimate settings and tend not to wear masks or keep 6 feet apart. In northern Idaho, the spike is so severe, hospitals are at 99% capacity and preparing to send patients out of state. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. regulators who will decide the fate of COVID-19 vaccines are asking outside scientists if their standards are high enough. The Food and Drug Administration may have to decide by year's end whether to allow use of the first vaccines Thursday. A federal advisory committee debates whether the guidelines FDA has set for vaccine developers are rigorous enough. Among the big questions are exactly how much evidence is needed to be sure a vaccine is safe and made effective. U.S. officials say Iran is behind a flurry of emails sent to Democratic voters in multiple battleground states that appear to be aimed at intimidating them into voting for President Donald Trump. John Ratcliffe, the government's top intelligence official, says these actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries. Ratcliffe and the FBI director, Chris Wray, insist the U.S. will impose costs on foreign countries that interfere in the elections. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has sent to Taiwan, including sensors, missiles, and artillery. They could have a total value of $1 billion, 1.8 to be exact. Reuters reported last week that the White House was moving forward with five separate sales of sophisticated military equipment to Taiwan with a total value of about $5 billion. Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope. Reuters' Joe Davies.
Pope Francis has said that homosexuals should be protected by civil union laws in some of the clearest language he's used on gay rights. His comments came in a new film released on Wednesday. He says, quote, homosexual people have a right to be in a family. He went on, they are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable over it. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. I stood up for that.
Reuters' Joe Davies. Democrats are planning to boycott the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee's Barrett vote. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In a last-ditch attempt to throw off Republican plans to seat Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett before Election Day, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Wednesday night Democrats of the Judiciary Committee
will boycott the markup tomorrow and not provide the quorum that is required.
Committee rules say at least two members of the minority party must be present to constitute a quorum for doing business, but the majority Republicans could change the rules if necessary in order to recommend Barrett's nomination to the full Senate. Republicans hope the full Senate confirms Barrett on Monday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
At least 15 people were killed in a stampede among thousands of Afghans gathered near Pakistan's consulate Wednesday, as jostling broke out between people applying for visas. Two provincial officials told Reuters that an estimated 3,000 Afghans had congregated on the open ground usually used for sports or public gatherings outside the consulate, waiting to collect tokens needed to apply for a visa. 11 of the 15 victims are women, and several senior citizens were among more than a dozen injured. Britain and Europe, the European Union, have agreed to resume talks on reaching a trade agreement to govern their future relations, setting out a new set of organizing principles for intensified talks beginning Thursday. They're prioritizing their duty of care to the individuals and negotiating teams on both sides to make appropriate decisions on the basis of evidence as the final stages of the negotiation move forward. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.